Troy Sika. I've been wanting to get Troy on the program for a while. We have a lot of questions via email from people about car care. And Troy is the owner of Westside Car Care in Lansing. I've taken my car there to have it repaired two different times. Troy, how are you?
Good, Tony. How are you?
I'm very well. I find you and the way you do business interesting. For example, the first time I took a car in, you advised me not to have it repaired because what you would charge would be a lot more than it would cost me to do it myself. I just found that interesting.
Well, that's you know, that's something that we deal with on a daily basis, and you know, we're very much all about keeping your older car going and versus going out and buying a new one, and we try to steer people in the right direction and give them as many options as possible when it comes to servicing and fixing their car.
And we had a conversation too about used cars, and you were talking about how more people are keeping their used cars. They'll last a lot longer, more than 200,000 miles if we take care of them. A lot of us have vehicles where we don't have payments, and that's sweet. And you were talking about how if we do everything correctly, and this goes a little beyond changing the oil and checking the tire pressure, our cars will last a long time. Tell me about that.
Well, when I first opened my shop in 1982, we pretty much worked on cars from the 60s and 70s, which you know, which were good cars, but they certainly didn't have the reliability and the dependability that a lot of the newer vehicles do. When we got to the, you know, the 1980s were sort of a transition point where there was a lot of new technology introduced. And then when the 1990s came, what we really started noticing was that you know, the cars were just lasting a whole lot longer, and giving the right kind of care and a good proactive preventive approach, that you could very easily get 200,000 plus miles out of them. In fact, most of the cars that I work on a daily basis here at Westside Car Care have well over 100,000 miles on them, and a lot of them have over 200,000. And I've even got customers that their daily drivers have over 300,000 miles on them. So the proof is in the, you know, in the technology and the newer designs. But you know, you don't have to drive a brand new car to have a reliable car, and that's just something that we've really learned over the years.
Well, what can we do specifically? I know I've got to keep the tire pressure up. I know that I've got to keep good tires. I know I've got to change my oil. What else can I do, Troy, to get my car to last longer?
Well, I think one of the key things is to establish a relationship with a shop or a repair facility who's going to help you help advise you things that you can do to keep the car going, such as being proactive about changing fluids, catching a small problem before it gets big. One of the biggest things that I try to convince people, my customers, of is that take their car to a shop, you know, three or four times a year, have a good checkup done on it, have it looked over real good under the hood, look at the driveline, look at the underside of the vehicle, and if you see something that's small, try to catch it before it becomes a big issue. And I can't tell you how many cars over the years that we've taken that approach with. And most of the time when people come in, it's not going to be a big deal. It's not that they're going to need a lot of work. It's just a matter of doing the simple things. You know, you talked about changing the oil, you talked about the tires, but really, the most important thing is just having somebody who is well schooled and well versed in fixing cars spend a little bit of time with your car and try to catch something before it gets to be a big deal.
Sure.
And most of the time, like I said, you know, you're not, you know, I think a lot of folks out there just think when they take their car to the shop that it's going to cost them an arm and a leg. And I would really rather somebody pay me $26 to do an oil change and tell them that their car is in great shape, it's got a clean bill of health, and I'll see you again in 3 months. And most of the time, that's what it is. But like I said, the whole key is when you drive an older vehicle is to establish that relationship with a shop that's going to keep a good eye on your vehicle. And not only that, but if something needs to be done, to tell you in advance before it becomes a real big issue.
All right, Troy, what is the repair that you see your shop having to make maybe the most that's preventable?
Oh, wow, that's a good question, Tony, because, you know, we're a full-service shop and we pretty much work on everything. But probably, you really got me there. They're probably the biggest thing that I'm always focused on the most is safety-related things. Brakes, tires, front-end steering and suspension. We see more steering and suspension problems, front-end problems. A lot of that is because of our bad roads. But those are safety-related things, and those are always the things that we're going to be, you know, keying on first. You don't want to have a broken tie rod or a broken ball joint, because that can just ruin your day. And then it's a safety issue also.
And before I let you go, give us a tip of the week.
Tip of the week is it's starting to get cold. Get your car in. Don't wait till the snow flies to get your car checked over. Take it in. Get the winter stuff done. Be proactive. Don't wait till your car doesn't start. Have somebody check your battery, check your coolant, check your tires. Give your car a good look over before winter gets here.
And Troy Sika is with Westside Car Care in Lansing. Go there. He'll take care of you. Thanks, Troy.
Thanks, Tony.